I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Cloudy, 39 degrees, KSL's top story. The FBI now says that before he died, Brian Laundrie admitted that he murdered his fiance. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has the update.
The FBI's Denver office said today Brian Laundrie claimed responsibility for Gabby Petito's murder in the notebook found with his remains in Florida about a month after Petito's body was found in Wyoming. The couple traveled through Utah in a van lifer trip they documented on social media. That included a traffic stop in Moab, where a passerby called police to report seeing Laundrie strike Petito. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
In addition to the new information about that notebook, the FBI's released an updated timeline of the case. They confirm that Laundrie used Petito's debit card on his way home to Florida from Wyoming. They also reveal Laundrie used Petito's phone to send himself messages after her death in an apparent attempt to deceive police. Meantime, Laundrie and Petito have been completely ruled out in connection with the murders of a newlywed couple in Moab last summer. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson says online speculation might be getting in the way of the double murder investigation.
The Grand County Sheriff's Office says they do have persons of interest in the murders of Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner, but not a suspect yet. But they say some false information being posted online is slowing them down. Schulte's father, Sean Paul, says he gets a lot of tips on his Facebook page.
We're still trying to take in clues, so I don't want to close down my remembering Kylan and Crystal page.
But Schulte agrees that speculation of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie being involved should stop.
There's no point in continuing to waste time, energy, effort.
He says new information about who have been near his daughter and her wife before the murders keeps trickling in. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The latest on the shootings at Hunter High School. West Valley police say the gun was bought in Utah in 2013. They don't know how it got into the hands of the young suspect. Police say the 14-year-old who was shot and injured, Ephraim Asiata, is still hospitalized but improving. Police now say all the victims and the shooter were students at Hunter High. KSL News Time, 5:32. Former President Trump's White House records have now been handed over to congressional investigators. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the presidential documents are now in the hands of investigators looking into the January 6th insurrection. The files include records from the president's top officials. There are also entries from the White House daily diary, which logs the president's movements. The Supreme Court rejected President Trump's claims of executive privilege. The tech war with China is heating up. President Biden announcing a deal meant to boost production of semiconductors as chip shortages are blamed for rising prices.
This is about national security, economic security, and it's about jobs. Good-paying, decent jobs you can raise a family on.
The president says Intel's announcement that it will build a $20 billion factory in Ohio will create thousands of jobs. The streets leading up to the Capitol are filled with thousands of anti-abortion advocates this afternoon. The annual March for Life rally happening in Washington, D.C. comes as more states push for tighter restrictions on abortion. The rally is traditionally held on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A new study shows a COVID booster shot is effective in preventing hospitalization from Omicron. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda reports.
The study, which was released today, says two doses of a vaccine are not enough to protect against hospitalization from the Omicron variant. Dr. Eddie Stenium from Intermountain Healthcare said during a conference that the study found that a third dose of the vaccine was over 90% effective in preventing hospitalization from Omicron infections.
Stenium says the situation with boosters was different for the Delta variant, which is no longer the dominant variant nationwide. State lawmakers have overturned Salt Lake and Summit County's mask mandates. The House voted earlier today, led by sponsor Representative Candace Pierucci.
The most basic unit of local control is families and individuals. Overturning these government mandates is returning the decision-making power back to the people, back to individuals. Voting to remove this mandate does not remove an individual's ability to wear a mask. If you would like to, you should wear one, and you don't need government's permission to do so.
Democrats call the decision by the House a slap in the face to health care workers. KSL News Time 535, as we first reported a few moments ago, Utah's Senate Minority Leader Karen Main has been diagnosed with cancer. She was in an accident and broke her shoulder, and while she was getting that taken care of, she received the diagnosis. Now she'll undergo treatment. The Democratic senator represents Salt Lake County and says she's hopeful that she'll be back in the legislature and has unfinished work. Both Democratic and Republican leadership in the Senate have issued a statement saying that she's loved by everyone, and Karen Main has the support of the entire Utah State Senate. KSL News Time 535. Ricky Meese is here, guiding you home at the heat of rush hour on a Friday afternoon. What's going on?
Well, we have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 between 2100 South and downtown. Now we're starting to see that it's getting busy on the southbound side, and it's in the usual spot as you're traveling between Murray and Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. And
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.